Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to the first annual B. Mitch and Finley Summer Games. Pride, passion, tradition. Well, we don't really have that because it's something we came up with. But we have pride and passion.
Yeah, it's the first time. It's hard to have tradition.
Welcome to the B. Mitch and Finley Summer Games. Got this tweet from Jimmy Picks. He says, I feel like this Summer Olympics thing was made up this morning. Incorrect.
Incorrect.
We actually had a meeting about this thing.
We made it up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. To help us celebrate the inaugural Summer Games, we have none other than the Rooster, Chris Russell. What up, Rooster?
Hello, friends.
Well done. So, we didn't plan the Russell part of this 3 weeks ago. We came up with that about a half hour ago. But we,
when I came in for a piece of pizza, they were like, look at that fat son of a...
We didn't say that part, but we do need guest announcers for all of our events because we're all participating.
Right.
And who better to announce some golf than Chris Russell?
Yes. Now, I'll be like Joe Buck. I can make $20 million and nobody will care about anything I say and it won't make a difference at all. But I'll make $20 million.
I will say this, Rooster, and I hope you're not offended. Mm-hmm. If Earl Forsey ever comes back into the office, he would be the golf announcer.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm not offended at all.
But the odds of us ever seeing Earl again are a million.
I don't think we're going to see Earl.
He's a much better broadcaster than I am, no doubt.
Now, since
I stink,
sports gambling drives the world now, we've got our friend Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor has given us odds on the golf contest.
What are the odds here, Mr. B?
So everybody understands the rules. I brought in a putting green this morning. B-Mitch brought in some putters. We've got some golf balls. All four, me, B-Mitch, Jeff, and Lamphill, will hit five putts from 6 feet.
Consecutively?
Consecutively.
Okay.
Depending who makes the most putts, we may have to go to a sudden-death playoff. We'll find that out later. The odds of winning the first annual Summer Olympics. Brian Mitchell's installed as a heavy favorite here, folks.
Oh, man, now I'm nervous.
B-Mitch, minus 250.
Mm.
Woo!
Somebody writing this stuff down?
Oh, my.
Probably not. Knowing our show, probably not.
Okay. I'm going to need filler material.
I have the odds. I can send it to you.
Okay.
I am next at plus 170.
Mm. Damn.
Landfill, after me, plus 210. And Jeff Walker, plus 480.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie to you. At plus 480, I'm tempted to put a $10 flyer on that thing.
Put money on me.
I'm stunned if that's how you feel.
I'm by far the worst bet there is.
I have 8 cents in my pocket. Can I plug
what,
that
what
down?
What is 8 cents at plus 480? I'll book your action, Russell.
8 cents sounds like a Landfill bet.
It does. Russell, you're in 8 cents on Jeff.
Yeah.
Done. I'll book it.
You're my guy.
I think it pays 38 cents.
Even though we can't give each other a high five and a fist bump, we screwed that up.
The fist bump,
he's my
high
guy.
Five attempt between Jeff and Russell
really
right now
awkward.
Was god awful.
It was really awkward.
All right, let's keep the music playing. Jeff, sir, you are on the tee. Russell,
this is my guy. Plus 480, Jeff Walker. I have all the faith in him. Who is Jeff Walker, you ask? Who is Jeff Walker? His Twitter handle is @Jeff2Funny. He doesn't follow me, so I don't know why I'm promoting his Twitter, but here he is with shot number one.
Boom, one for one.
And it goes down. JP, you're going to join me for analysis? I can't see around the pizza boxes here. This is a little problem. Jeff's on shot number two. He's one of one so far. He's DeSean Jackson.
Oh. I do have to say, I've checked with some rules officials. There's a little bit of controversy that Jeff is very close to the six-foot line marker. Something to monitor here.
Okay. So he's two of two so far. He is cheating a little bit. I can see that. He's at probably about 5 feet, 11 and a half inches.
Brian, do you want to get involved here? Do you think he's behind the six? I'm behind the six. B shaking his head. All right. Two of two so far. Hot start for the youngster.
At plus 480, the odds makers are getting a little sweaty.
All right, Jeff, keep putting, dude.
Jeff, we got to get this done. Got to get the show on the road here, Jeff.
Left it short.
Oh!
Left it short.
It just kicked
How
off the
How do you leave
lip.
One short on a damn mat?
It's because you made him to go from six feet instead of five foot 11 inches.
The first two. What a difference it makes when he gets behind the line.
Ooh, that's
with
three.
With authority that time.
Three of four. And he gave you a nasty look.
He did. That could have been a technical.
Now, I think this one goes left.
All right, so this is his fifth shot, right? And he's made three of four so far.
I don't like the golf shoes he's wearing.
Boo!
Oh, he left another one short. He left another one short. Jeff Walker in the books, three of five. Up next, we're going in order of age. It is Jim Andrew Mullins, the 16th,
Landfill.
A.K.A. Landfill. I'm going to switch spots with Landfill. I'll go over here.
All right, so Jeff at plus 480 only hit three of five. That's not great for my 8 cents. I got to be honest. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Jeff seemed out of shape.
I mean, your microphone is not on. We've got to figure that out. I think you got to hit that one. Think.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Landfill. Landfill
just buried one, huh?
One for one for Landfill.
All right, come on, Landy. Landy Paul.
Two for two for Landfill.
For big guy.
And he's not even waiting for the ball to shoot back out.
Landfill is the guy, man.
Three for three.
He was fooling you. Push it
Landy.
Left.
Landy. Oh,
he just smoked that one. Oh. I'd like to do a post-round interview with Landfill.
So you're four for four now, Landfill?
No, he just missed it. He went wild.
Now
four for five.
Four for five for Landfill.
Wow.
Landfill, if I may, take that mic there, sir. I'd like a little post-round interview.
Yeah.
I was impressed. You got out there. You were grooving. How did you feel early on in the round?
You know, I was a little nervous, but you just got to make that first putt. Get your nerves settled.
Just you like to watch them roll in.
Got to watch them roll in.
Now, of course, you understand golf. You get calls from anonymous tipsters.
Absolutely.
That call in and report things.
Yes.
So I got a call.
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss the fourth one on purpose because you don't want to do a sudden death playoff?
That is not true. It's just incompetence. I'm not very good at golf. I'm going to be honest.
All the rest
you.
Of them were nice and smooth, and then you hammered that one so far that it hit the wall.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The third ball is still actually on the putting green, and I was trying to hit around it. So
All right. That's
what was that.
I'm up.
Is that because you just didn't want to bend down and get the balls?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
All right.
That's expert analysis right there.
We all know how well I do under pressure.
Hey, yo, DJ, run it back.
Yeah, the music ran out, so we're gonna have to fill some time here while we get the music back.
Be honest, Rooster, I'm feeling some nerves here.
Don't feel nervous. I mean, just got B. Mitch waiting for you. He's going to go 5 of 5.
Leader in the clubhouse, Landfill at 4 of 5.
Correct.
Jeff Walker has been eliminated. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Hold on. I'm not eliminated. You still got to shoot.
Well, you are eliminated because Landfill got 4 or 5.
But if he gets 2.
Well,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You might not get a bronze,
a silver, and a gold. This is the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Right.
JP
so basically,
Fenley.
You're trying to avoid being the Giants in the NFC East. Okay, gotcha. Whoa. right into the water.
Is he 0-2?
That was awful. It's 0-1.
And JP forgetting that he's on radio and not a golf course for a second there. You might not have heard what happened, but he missed.
Wait a second. JP would want to be on a golf course?
Did we have to use the dump button for my first putt?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I didn't even know that. How about that?
He approaches the green again.
JP Finley going for it, and he hits it.
That almost bounced out. Oh,
been terrible,
one of two on the round so far for Finley. NBC Sports Washington, 106.7, the Fan host. He is now a brilliant. Oh, it kicked out. So it doesn't count, right? Do we have controversy?
Dude, that was in.
You made the rules, bro. The thing has to kick it out.
Let's go.
I would say, much like the fourth out rule in yesterday's Nationals Pirates game, we have a little controversy.
Hit the dump button again, because that was a lot of things I'm not happy about.
This is your putting green. You had home field advantage.
This is like the hot sauce bet when I'm the only one that ever ended up drinking hot sauce.
You're basically like the John McEnroe of golf at this point, just arguing with the announcers.
All right, come on, Finley. Strap it up. Let's go. Good Lord. Oh, he got it to curl in there.
Right, so this is the tie, Jeff.
Right. Finley, 2-4, batting .500 on the day. Final shot to see if he can match the woeful Jeff Walker. Oh, and he nails it.
Needed that one. I also hit the hole 4 of 5 times. I'd like the record to show.
I mean, I think the record will show that you only made successfully 3 of them.
All right, Brian Mitchell on the tee.
Yeah, a guy who knows a thing or two about hitting the hole.
Here comes Brian Mitchell, and he's 1 of 1 on the afternoon.
I assume that was football innuendo?
Yeah.
Mullins?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't even know what you said.
Oh, he left it short. Oh, he left it short. Oh, he left it short. Wow. Mr. I don't feel pressure, Brian Mitchell, left it short.
Now, if he misses another one, that means Landfill is going to be our winner, but he curls it in off the right lip.
Real quick, Landfill, how excited are you at the prospect of a sudden death playoff?
Not at all. I'm going to be honest with you.
Here's Mitchell's fourth shot, and he snakes it in.
I cannot believe he left one short.
This guy played in the Super Bowl, but it's clear the summer games are getting to him.
3 of 4 on the afternoon with one final shot approach.
He left it!
He rolls it in and puts his finger up in the air to just snub his partner.
All right, so Jeff and I are officially out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've talked to the rules committee. And due to the nature of radio business, we're going to have to take a break. And then when we come back from that break, we will have the sudden death playoff between B-Mitch and Landfill. And B-Mitch is just, that would have counted, but we hadn't started yet. We'll have to talk to the rules committee because I don't know if we go back further from 6 feet for the playoff or if it's just sudden death from where it's been. What do you think, Rooster?
I think you should go long distance.
Okay.
Best of 3. Long distance. Or you could blow this break like Russell and Medhurst do on the Team 980 every day.
We got advertisers, though.
Wow.
That was funny.
Same team.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with the plan. Because maybe we do best of 3 might be more fun. Because if it's sudden death, it could go on forever. Or not. We're going to figure it all out. Don't go into the first ever Summer Olympics. Off to a rousing start. We've got sudden death playoff between Landfill and Brian Mitchell, right here, 106.7 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.